We appreciate Brother David. You pray for him.
I hope you've already been praying for him.
Amen. Amen.
Mark chapter 5, if you would. Mark chapter 5. I want to say thank you for all the hospitality, kind words, and then also your business. I've been one of your mission projects for quite some time now. I just thank you for that. And it's a privilege to be here. And just a friendly bunch of folks. I appreciate your kindness. And so does my wife. She wanted to tell you thank you for all that you've done for us. And just pray you. Ask you to pray for us. We're going home tonight if the Lord permits. I just had your service. That's about a 4-hour drive. I've got a lot of things I've got to get done and do. And so you can pray for us, Lord, to help me get there without running over somebody. Here, this is very familiar. Story here in Mark chapter 5, and I want to read it and then give you a few thoughts and then try to be brief. I say that. I'm just going to preach and see what the Lord will do.
Okay? Amen.
Amen. Here in verse 21 of Mark chapter 5, it said, "When Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things and many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitudes thronging thee, and said thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole to thy plague." I want to stop reading right there, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we do thank you for the day thus far, your kindness. We do pray tonight, Lord, you give us liberty to deliver these few simple thoughts tonight. Be a help to this pastor, these people. We pray, Lord, tonight there may be somebody here lost. I don't know the hearts of these folks, but you do. We do pray for that person. Lord, they might come and be saved tonight. Us that say, Lord, we glean and get a hold of something here to help us be all we can be for the glory of God. And then I pray, Lord, tonight for Preacher Leonard that's really sick. We pray, God, that you'd help him more and let him recover from this heart attack. And Brother Shelton also, friends of ours. And we just pray, Lord, now you'd have your way in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Here, very familiar portion of Scripture, very familiar story. Most likely everybody here is familiar with it. I'm sure you've heard a lot of preaching, teaching, or just comments from this portion of Scripture. It said here in verse 28, this woman, she said, "For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." I want to use that tonight, just a few minutes. You know, it said that the multitudes thronged the Lord. You know, the flesh thrones around the Lord. There's other people just like to hang around the Lord. Some thrown around him for the miracles and the loaves. But it said that she wanted to touch him.
Yes,
amen. Yeah. I mean, the flesh thrones, but faith wants to touch him.
Amen.
For him to touch them. You know, most of the time when we read this, we make an application about coming to get saved. And there's a lot of truth in that, but I want to go a little different direction here. You know, before you get to this story here, you know, you read from Mark chapter 4, 35 to 5, 43. You'll see here there's a story of where in Mark 4, where the Lord got the disciples to get on the ship, and he went down there and went to sleep, and a troubled sea rose up. And those disciples were afraid, and their faith was weak, and they were trying to keep the boat afloat. Amen. Amen. It said the waves beat into the ship. Another place, it said that the ship was now full. Hey, they had more problems just a bad cold. Amen. I mean, hey, they thought they were going under. They forgot the Lord done promised they were going to make it to the other side. They woke him up, said, "Master, tearest thou not that we perish?" He wasn't shook up. He didn't even wake up. Amen. He's in control. You see the troubled sea there in Mark chapter 4. Also in Mark chapter 5, the beginning, after that terrible ship ride and all that fear and anxiety that sometimes we go through, and the Lord, he's right near, willing to help us in the time, even in our faith, and everything, our hearts full of fear. He's still able and won't help us. You know, after that, they rested on the shore there, and this was fellow out. I mean, he was a tormented sinner. The Bible said that he wore no clothes. Amen. He was a Baptist before he ever met the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This hot weather coming. Amen. He'll strip off like lizard and grease up like hogs and live. Hallelujah. Ain't we having a time tonight? Well, you said, preacher, I would have said that I wish I hadn't either, but too late now. Amen. That old boy, the Bible said they banned him with fetters and chains. They locked him up. Amen. In our day and time, they'd have him see a sapphire. No doubt telling he had a chemical imbalance. Amen. And he'd give him some antidepressants on the street. They're called elders. Amen. Same thing. Amen. When you say the only difference in the medication we take, they take dope, we take medication. Amen. The same stuff, but you get legal when you get it. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, when the Lord God, everybody's afraid of that old boy. He's the type of the sinner. Bible said he was naked. Right. Wore no clothes. That's how we were before we got there. Our sin. We were naked in the sight of the Holy God. But when we got saved, he imputed our clothes up with his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not naked after you get saved. Amen. The Bible said to live among the tombs. Ephesians 2 said that you had to be quickened who were dead. That's what we're at before we got saved. We had walking dead men. Amen. We had a dead spirit. Amen. That we inherited from our father Adam. Amen. I mean, he lived among them. They locked him up when he made parole. Amen. He's like a hog going in his water. And a dog going in his own body. That was his nature. But when the Lord, the whole multitude of them disciples was to get to this demonic fellow that was screaming and naked. Amen. Among the dead. When the Lord got done with it, he got his silly clothes and in his right mind. Hallelujah. I mean, the Lord can take care of the devil's sea. He can take care of the tormented sinner. Amen. You also have in this story here this traumatized sufferer. That's the one I want to deal with. And then also you have the tragedy of Jairus' daughter. I mean, you see here the trouble, a tragedy of a schoolgirl. There's all kinds of problems here. This year, forcing the scripture, is somewhat, you could call it a home for the hopeless. But you know, we got a God that can take care of everything. Amen. Here in this story here, we have this woman. And she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole." Amen. You know, here, Jesus said, he said, "I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly."
Amen.
This woman was alive, but she wasn't healthy.
Yeah,
amen. And somewhat like we get, we're born again. If you're saved, you're spiritually alive. But are you healthy tonight. Are you a healthy Christian?
Amen.
Are you living not just a saved life, or are you have the abundant life? Amen. Are you spiritually healthy? If we're as concerned about our spiritual health as we are our natural health,
amen,
we get somewhere.
Amen.
Myself included.
Amen.
I'm talking about here, you know, folks say, and we use the answer a nonchalant time. They say, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine.
Right.
What if the Lord come by in person, and He's here in person?
Amen. In the person of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Amen.
In His Word.
Right. His Word.
And He was to ask you, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Would you say, I'm doing fine?
Yeah.
Amen. You know, and we respond back because most folks really, when they say that, they don't have an hour to hear us complain about how bad we got. Amen. You ever been around somebody like that? You ask them how you doing and you wish they'd never ask it. Amen. Amen. You know, like that guy was riding across that bridge and this guy standing on the edge of that bridge got to jump. And tell him out and say, man, what's wrong? And an hour later he said, wait, I'll jump with you. We don't need that. Amen. Amen. I mean, you know, some folks see the devil behind every bush. Amen. How are you? I mean, you know, we've had, this is the fifth service. Try to be more healthy now than we was.
Amen.
Amen. This woman here was alive, but she wasn't well.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to be spiritually healthy.
Yes.
And I don't claim to always be there, but that ought to be our desire. Not just to be saved, but to be spiritually healthy.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, here in this story, I mean, this woman had physical problems, medical problems, socially problems, emotional problems, religious problems, financial problems. I mean, this woman had a lot of the problems. He said she suffered. I suffered like many things. She was really, she's alive.
Yeah,
she wasn't healthy.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Here, first of all, tonight we see a life from which health had gone. He said she'd been like this for 12 years. She'd suffered many things, many physicians. She'd spent all she had and got nothing better, but got worse. And nowhere, somewhere in the past, this woman had been healthy for 12 years. She'd had a long time to be spiritually sick.
Yeah.
Amen. And we see here a life from which health had gone. We see the presence of this crippling disease. This woman here, you know when you're sick like this, 12 years she's been struggling. 12 years. She's been to all kinds of doctors. I've been to some like that. Amen. And she spent all. She went broke. You know, I've heard that a few times. Amen. Amen. You go to the doctor telling you sick. And you say, well, thank God, when you're sick, I knew that or wouldn't be here. Tell me what's the problem.
Amen.
And nobody could tell her what was causing the problem. We see here the presence of this crippling disease. You know, when you get sick, one of the first things that goes is your appetite.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, man, when you get sick, here a few years ago, I got some health issues that pretty serious. And they had me on these this medication was somewhat like a chemo-like thing. And boy, I'll tell you what, I got the food. You take, I'm 180 pounds. You take 25, 30 pounds off me. Hey, man, I mean, you don't have to ask. You know I'm sick.
Yeah.
Amen. Folks, worry about me. My wife says you need to make yourself eat. When you're sick like that, you can't make yourself eat.
Right.
I said, what are you saying? I look bad. She said, I know you look sick. I said, you can't separate sick and bad. Amen. Look, they're the same two creatures. Hey, amen. How's your appetite for the Word of God?
Amen.
This newborn baby and his eyes since they're ripped for the Word, that we might grow thereby, that we might be healthy.
Amen.
I got a little 9-month grandson and 9 months. You do not have to make that baby eat meal.
No.
Amen. God built something in them babies when they're born to build it. They don't have to go off to milk like a seminary. Amen. God put something in that baby.
Amen.
And automatically
and that for survival, that baby will let you know when it's time for meal. And you, amen, that's right. He'll go and feel. That's the way we ought to be about God's word. We ought to go and feel. Give me something to eat. I'm talking about that baby will come shine.
Yes.
Sometime when he won't eat all his milk or drink all of it, you don't have to, you know there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And we can't survive on milk. But you know, I like it. I mean, I like milk, but we gotta have some strong meat of God's word, something to chew on.
Amen.
Amen. Some beans and taters. Something to stick to your ribs. Amen. You know what I mean? Amen. And it's good to have a good glass of milk. Wash that down. Amen. These folks that don't care nothing about the Bible. Amen. I'm not the same. Are they really spiritually unhealthy?
Amen.
Amen. Have your appetite.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, when you get sick like this woman here, I'm sure her, it was obvious she didn't have much of an appetite. You know, you go see the doctor, the first thing he wants to check is your heart.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. See how your heart's beating.
Right.
That has something to do with our love of the Lord with all our heart.
Amen.
How's your affections? Amen. That's the center of our affections, our heart, not the muscle necessarily, but us. Amen. How's your heart? If the Lord comes down tonight and says to you personally, and I believe he is, how you doing? Would you say I'm all right when you ain't all right? Amen. I mean, this woman here, she was sick. You know, and I have an asthma. That has something to do with your breathing. Amen. That talks about, you know, they want to check your lungs and see how you're breathing. That has something to do with our prayer life. Amen. When you talk about physical health, spiritually speaking, it talks about breathing. Amen. We all have a hard time with that prayer life.
Yeah.
So we do, myself included. So is he.
Amen.
Amen. The devil's not going to help you get in the prayer closet. Amen. He's
right.
Not going to encourage you to pray. He's going to do all he can do to keep you from getting in the prayer closet and getting the door shut. Amen. It's going to be a struggle because the flesh hates to. Amen. Your carnal mind will want to. And we sometimes we trust ourselves instead of leaning on the arm of the Lord. But when we pray, amen, he can help us like nobody else can.
Yes,
that's the reason I'm talking about here. You say, well, this woman was alive, but she sure wasn't healthy. I'm spiritually alive, but I'll tell you what, sometimes I have a hard time being healthy.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, how's your breathing tonight? It has something to do with their praying. Amen. You know, first thing time, too, sometimes the doctor will say, I stick your tongue out. Amen. Then they want to put a stick on it and press it down, and they want you to say something. Amen. Hey, how's your tongue? You know, he can tell by looking at your tongue if you're healthy.
Amen.
I know you don't have no trouble with yours.
Yeah.
Amen. James said, brother, be not many masters, know this to receive a greater condemnation for many things. We offend all, if any man offend not word, the same as the perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey. Turn about the whole body, and hold all soul, the ship,
right.
Be sure great,
right.
And are driven the fish, would yet, or they turn about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor lives, even so the tongue is the little member of the great man. How great a man with no fire can, and the tongue is the fire of the world maker. So is the tongue among my members, defile the whole body.
Amen.
And the horse nation set on fire. Pray the sign of bird, beast,
yeah,
and in the sea. His tame hath been tamed. Many times with the tongue can no man tame, for it's an unruly evil. For it is the poison. That bliss we got, even the following curse we man, which it made after the similitude of God, out of the same mouth to see blessed and cursed in my brother, these same God not so.
Yeah,
took the path and came forth at the same place. Most sweet water did can a fig tree, my brother. Therefore, all the birds are a vine fig. So if you don't find both, you'll salt water, friend. Could I get an amen right now?
Yeah.
I work hard on that. I'm talking about we all have trouble with our tongue.
Yeah.
Sometimes tell somebody's spiritual health by listening to them run their mouth.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
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 Hey, we have the time, ain't you?
Great.
Hey, I'm good talking about. We all have trouble. God give me two big jaw muscles, two rows of teeth, and half a brain, and I still got spiritual
health.
Amen. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the
righteousness.
Let every man be, amen, slow to speak.
Amen.
Slow to wrath. Amen. I mean, we're supposed to think before we talk. I'm like you. I have trouble with that.
Yeah. Amen. I know some of you don't, but the rest of us do.
Amen.
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 They call it backbiting.
Yeah.
We devour one another.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to be praying for one another and encouraging one
another. Amen. Amen.
I mean, that's just part of that's so much in the Bible. He's got so much in there about us.
Yeah.
I mean, it has something to do with, you know, you can look at it. A doctor can look at your tongue and pretty much tell if you're sick or not.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, it's not too popular. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But you know, it's just the truth. Amen.
Yeah.
And then he wants to check your temperature. Amen. The Bible said, be angry and sin not. I got the first part of that down pretty good. And the second part. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your lap, either give place to the devil. Let him the stove steal no more, but rather let him labor, work his hand that which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, that which is good, that you say, but may minister grace unto here. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, but by his seal, unto the day of redemption, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice, be ye kind unto one another, tender heart, forgive one another, as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. He said, as you have therefore opportunity, let's do good to all men, especially those who are in the household of faith. They're supposed to treat each other better than we do anybody.
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. We get some people get mad in the Baptist church over the most trivial, worthless stuff.
Amen.
That's why I said I hurt my feelings. They hurt my feelings every time I go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Amen. They'll run over you for a parking place.
Right.
Amen. Isn't that right? And I've never seen, I'm probably get in trouble for saying this. Y'all are not letting him record this. That's what wrote my man Dixon in tapes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I mean, you think everybody in the country's handicapped? They must have 500 handicapped parking places.
Yeah.
Anyway, they'll run over you over them things.
Yeah.
Amen. I still keep going back. We went down there today.
Listen.
I didn't even go there to get nothing. It cost me $40.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Well, we're moving on now. Point number two. No, I'm not kidding. Temperature, you know, you can tell when somebody's hot-headed.
Yeah.
And I struggle with that. I don't know about you. I hate it. The Bible said, train up a child while young, the way it should grow. When it grows old, it'll not depart from it. Well, the reverse of that is some young men brought up around violence and people that, you know, drug addicts and drunks are selfish people. When they don't get their way, they express it loudly, violently, and that's instilled in them babies.
Yeah.
And then when that young man later on gets saved, they struggle with that probably the rest of their lives.
Amen.
Trying to get control.
Amen.
Of that selfish way of dealing with that.
Right.
Remember
that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Come here.
Right.
Kind of like a car. You ever have a car that overheats on you?
Right.
You ever have one? I don't know if I told you to use this illustrator or not. You ever have one? Everybody else knows that car is overheating before you do.
Yeah.
Because they see the steam coming out from under it.
Right.
I mean, if you want to go in that highway and they steam and the guy that roll on, he don't know it. And then you come back down through there later, he's sitting on the side of the road with the hood up. Probably cussing or something. Have you ever had one overheating on the thing? Boy, how are you? Right in the middle of the highway. Amen. Get that thing over there. You raise your hood, you know, and the radiators are breathing and steam boiling out. The radiator got in the cap and said, danger! Do not remove my heart.
Listen.
Here's what we'll do. As if that ain't going to hurt us. You know what that means? Leave it alone. Until it cools off.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get stalled.
Right.
Yeah. I'm the man of the house. Let me tell you, woman, who's the boss here. How we doing right now? You know, we don't put my chimney on the fire here, go out. We got to get that one more word in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Women the same way. You know you are.
Amen.
Huh? My wife, 34 years, been married this woman. I know her, she knows me. She knows when I've had a bad day. I know when she's had a bad day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we're two different creatures, you know. You're supposed to learn By the time you think you've got one of them figured out, they change.
Yeah.
And you know, they're married, you said they love you just like you are, the rest of life, then they spend the rest of their life trying to change you.
Right.
I'm going to do it right there.
Yeah.
This is just how. You know,
yeah.
Husband's had a bad day at work, frustrated around a bunch of heathens, and God put you there because we'll allow the world. Somebody said, well, I wish I worked around everybody as Christians. What good would you be?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
amen.
What good's a life among a bunch of other lives?
Amen.
You put a light in a dark place.
Amen.
That we might shine in front of the
light.
And it is aggravating sometimes with somebody who blows your mouth all day and just the frustration of folks running and you get aggravated and irritated. The time you get home, you really don't want to be aggravated.
Yeah.
You just like to be left alone.
Amen.
Isn't that right? I'm trying to be practical here. This thing, I'm not going to get all the way through this thing. I'm hung up by it. You know, most divorces ain't over some big thing.
Yeah.
Don't grab me. I'm going to take you one more time.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Thank you.
Amen.
You have to move
by. Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, leave them alone until, if you know each other, how you are, and you know these mood swings and difficulties and job frustration, and you can tell by their countenance they really don't want to be angry.
Amen.
And they don't want to answer a lot of dumb questions.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody want to testify right there on that house? Amen. If you know when a car overheats, most of the time it's because it's low on water.
Yeah. Amen.
You know why people get hard
to get?
They low on water right there.
Amen.
I ain't been getting enough fresh water. That's why.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's why. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's low on water.
Yeah.
Amen. And when you lose your temper, you know somebody, if you know your mate gets that way a little bit, give them time, danger.
Yeah.
Leave them alone, and the Holy Ghost will cool them off.
Yeah.
Right. Because when I get like that, I don't have to have my wife tell me the Holy Ghost will tell you, you're acting stupid. Did she talk to y'all like that?
Amen.
Amen. That's my terminology. That's how I talk back to them. You're an idiot. You can't argue with God.
Amen.
Well, here's what we got to do. Instead of waiting until it cools off, we've got to have one more word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing died right here. You know, sometimes it's not just flow on water, but sometimes it's kind of blow dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you mess with my wife when she's aggravated. Sometimes it's got a cracked head. If you aggravate her when she's, you're going to get your cracked head. Hey, I don't know about the truth, I wish you like it. But that's the way we are. That's just the way we are. Won't we just lose? You doing all right here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been married 34 years.
Yeah.
When I do, I have learned to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you might as well tell them you're sorry. They're not going to tell you they are. Hey, we're moving on now. Hey, I've told them I'm sorry many times when I really wouldn't just crack asleep at night. We promised never go to bed mad. I stayed up a week at a time, but I kept mine in the deal. I'm just trying to tell you, hey. Amen. I want water. Just want you to give them time.
Amen.
Amen. Some of them take a little more time. I'm moving on now. Amen. Or you could be hot-headed. Or you have somebody, the temperature's cold, you know, unfriendly. You ever run into somebody in their church?
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, really act like they might be thinking they're just a little better than some person.
Yes,
amen.
I've been around something like that. Just struggle around. Amen. Not friendly. Amen. Kind of. Well, you ever run into one like that? Oh, they say they just think they just got a higher opinion of themselves than God has. You know,
yeah.
And, I mean, there's all kinds of temperatures in the church.
Amen.
I don't care about being around at times.
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather be around somebody who blows off a little steam every now and then, got common sense, a down home folk. Amen. And somebody like that. I'm talking about, hey, how's your temperature?
Yeah.
She's alive, but she's not healthy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're not healthy, your skin tone will reflect that you're not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Hey, man, I mean, some of this medicine they put you on, you know, your eyes get all dark around, sit back in your head, and your skin gets kind of unhealthy looking. How's your appearance?
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of tell, you know, and I don't pick on you about it. I'm just trying to make a point here that when we're healthy, you know, it'll show up in our appearance.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we'll try to be holy. And we're trying to be modest in our dress.
Amen.
And in our appearance. Well, I'm moving on. I'm having a hard time getting past this point right here. Amen. We see here the presence of the crippling disease. Then we see the pressure from the crushing despair.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine? She suffered many things. Many things. She went broke dealing with this. She was in total despair.
Amen.
I mean, she'd come to the end of herself. She was crushed because of this condition. I tell you, man, if we get that way spiritually, I realize that we can get some help.
She's
crushed by her condition.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what the Bible's for. God don't just want us to be saved. He wants us to be saved and healthy. And
amen.
He wants us to be a healthy Christian here. I mean, Paul, you're right reading, I think it's 2 Corinthians 1:8. Paul got when he was in despair. He said, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." Paul had even, great apostle Paul, had went through such a difficult time that he was despairing. He even thought, man, my life is getting ready to be over with, and he probably didn't even care if it was. He said, to be absent of the body, be present of the Lord. I'm caught between two, having the desire to part me with Christ is far better. Hey, I'm telling you, neighbor, it's not just us, but these great apostles experience despair and crushing despair. God came to the rescue. He'll help us tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. We see here the presence of this crushing disease. And then we're not just that tonight, but we saw a life in which health had gone. But also here in this scripture, we see a life in which hope was born here. I mean, this woman had tried everything, but the Bible said she heard of Jesus.
Amen.
She heard of Jesus. Where did she hear it? I don't really know. Maybe those 10 lepers, where 10 of them, where the Lord made himself available, they cried out. He said, go show yourself to the priest under the law. They had to go and let the priest examine them, and as all 10 of them turned to go show an obedience to God's word, to go show themselves to the priest, all 10 of them was cleansed and healed. But when one of them saw what the Lord had done, he turned and fell at the Lord's feet. Amen. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. Maybe she run into that one,
boy.
And she might have to, what happened to you? Hey, let me tell you about the Lord.
Yeah.
There was 10 of them got cleansed, but only one of them was
righteous. Right. Jesus.
Right.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. I mean, here maybe she heard that leper, maybe old Lazarus that the Lord had raised from the dead.
Yeah.
That stirred me up a little bit, wasn't it? Get into somebody's funeral and run into them the next day. Amen. I mean, man, you know, hey, what happened after you got over the shock and he run you down? Hey, he said, let me tell you who did that for me. It's the Lord. She heard. See, there was a learning of Christ. She heard. Have you told anybody to about how good God's been? Bless you, preacher.
Yeah.
Has anybody been curious about what the Lord's done for you? Have you told anybody how wonderful He is? Maybe old Barnabas sitting by the road begging. That's where we sat, sitting by the road on the way to hell. Just begging. So, couldn't get to God, but God made Himself available. Come back, cry out. Amen. You know the story, how the Lord touched him. I'm telling you, neighbor, she might have run into this. She heard about Jesus. Have you told anybody about Him since you met Him?
Amen.
Are you like that man that he cleaned and you ain't told nobody and you ain't even glorified and praised him about it? Hey, she might have run into old Zacchaeus, the little tax collector, little rich tax collector. Hey, he might have been running around paying all them people he ripped off. You know what I mean? When that happened, she might have said, well, what happened to him? He said, hey, I owe you anything. If I do, I won't pay you fourfold. I'm at the Lord. Let me tell you, I wasn't done.
Amen.
She heard about Jesus. So Somebody told her. Maybe she told him that woman at the well, that woman I mentioned Sunday morning. Amen. Now she might have knew about that woman and her adulterous lifestyle, and all of a sudden she's seen a blessed different look.
Yeah.
Amen. On the house, on the way to the house of God, and wanted to know what happened. He said, maybe the Lord can help you, see us.
That's right.
Yeah.
She heard. She learned.
Amen.
You know what's wrong in a lot of places? That's the problem in the church. Folks are just ignorant about the things of God. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Churches are full of folks that don't ever study the Bible.
Yes, sir. Right.
Amen. And he said, one place over in 1 Thessalonians, he said, I'm not having you be ignorant brethren.
Yeah.
So there is some ignorant brethren.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Paul said, I'm not having you be ignorant about what happened to me.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know. How would you know? I folks say, well, preacher, I don't have assurance. Bible said these things that were written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God that you may know. You know, if you don't read what's written, you ain't going to go there.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. The only thing you get to Sunday morning, Sunday night, every now and then, that'll help you. That won't sustain you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Amen.
You've got to learn something.
Amen.
You're going to learn. She learned. She learned of Christ. Somebody told her about how wonderful he was. Amen. Aren't you glad somebody told you? You know, when she got to, she learned of him, she got the longing for him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. And she said, hey, if I could just touch his clothes.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
She pressed through the crowd.
Amen.
Hey, she was a, she had an issue of blood. And if anybody come in contact with her, they were defiled.
That's right.
She was in danger of being stoned to death by the clown. She didn't care. She learned and heard about it. And she had a longing that talked to the all talking to the wind. She said, if I can jump into him and touch him, even if it wasn't her touching him, it was him touching him. I didn't let a woman touch him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. A lot of folks want to throw him when they got trouble. And they want to use him like a fire escape or a spare tire.
Yes.
Because they got trouble or they're sick. And then when they get better, they couldn't care less.
Yeah.
But this woman here, she wasn't going to that purpose. You know, she was at the end of the road. That's where I got when I got saved. I'm glad I got on the bottom. Amen. And you really got to get to the bottom before you look up. Amen. And this woman was truly on the bottom. It caused her to long for it. I mean, she didn't care. She was, one thing about her, what her problem was, she was willing to go wherever, see whoever, spend whatever. She was willing to do whatever had to be done.
Yeah.
And all of that had to help her. She got worse, not better. But when she heard of him, she had a longing down in her soul to get the word. No matter what nobody else says. Hey, yeah, amen. Thank God that's what you're going to have if you're going to get saved.
Bless you, preacher.
Amen. You're going to get in your health. You're going to be healthy as a Christian. You've got to get to him.
Amen.
Amen. Just one little touch. Yeah, man, sit down. Now couldn't even pray. Amen. I wonder if he's even saved. You're so bad. And just one little old service for the Holy Ghost. Come by and touch you. Didn't take you 2 seconds to do it. Hey, when you leave, you come dragging in, sick physically, my spiritually. This is dragging like her. And you got to get the picture. She's pale. She's anemic. Her life was going out of her. I mean, she looked bad. And everything else. And then you never come to church feeling like that. I just dragging. And the Holy Ghost just gives you a little touch. Help you do that. There's one on top to help you down the road. Well, I mean, here we see here she learned of Christ. She longed for Christ. And then last of all, we see not just a life where the health had gone, a life which hope was born, but last of all, we see a life in which help was found.
Amen.
And he said, straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body.
Yeah,
that's right.
She'd been made whole. You ever heard anybody say that you can't go on how you feel? And I know what they mean. You know, you can't feel what you're going on with.
That's right.
Hey, you know what I mean? I don't go on how I feel, but I like to feel what I'm going on there.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? When I got saved, I exercised saving faith, but I didn't know. I just know when I come in that day in that church, I was dirty, filthy, guilty, loaded down with the burden of 24 years of filthy sin and a sin nature. down, depressed on my way to hell. I felt so bad.
Amen.
And so filthy.
Amen.
But when God saved me, I didn't know, but I believed the Bible. See how he exercised faith. I repented, but I didn't know what was in for. But I do know one thing. I sure did feel what God had done for me.
Amen.
There was a peace.
Yep.
A straight lady. Immediately.
Yep.
No messing around. She didn't have to go. She didn't have to go and do some kind of religious ritual. She didn't have to go in and confess to some guy with his collar turned backwards with a poetic or hand around his neck. She didn't have to go take no communion or Lord's Supper. She didn't have to be baptized. She didn't have to keep the Ten Commandments. She was a dying. She was a sinner. She was sick. But when she touched him, right away, she felt it in her body.
Amen.
When God touched her, like, I remember one I got saved, Richard Winston said, would you like the same thing, David? You know, it's like asking a newborn baby just come from his mother's womb to explain what just happened. Did that make any sense without being crude? You know what?
Amen. Good preacher.
One thing that baby knows is in the darkness, now it's in the light.
Amen.
I know when I came in, I was guilty, dirty, miserable. But when he touched me, it was a peace. And a cleansing.
Amen.
I mean, I actually fell in my body that I had been
cleansed.
And my load had been lifted.
Amen.
Have you ever had that experience?
Always.
They say, you're going on emotions. Call it whatever you want. Amen. You don't have to act like I did the day I got saved. But, amen, I was weeping and shaking. Amen. Probably from all that old dope and alcohol, some of the trembles I had. But I was weak and I was broken.
Amen.
And I was sinning. Amen. Somebody said, you say the sinner's prayer? I guess I did say the sinner's prayer, but prior to ever praying was the sinner's prayer. What do I know about a sinner?
Yeah, that's good.
Did you go down to Romans Road? Well, there's some Bible verses in there, but no, I didn't know about the Romans Road. I just know that I was dirty.
Amen.
I was ashamed.
Yeah.
Sick of my sin. I've been going on.
Yeah.
Just own it. After under the load,
yes,
I got in my body,
yep,
and I've been made whole.
Amen.
Woo!
Shit, I learned of it, longed for it.
Yep.
If she made up her mind, she's going to get to him.
Yes, sir. And
he fixed her problem. Boom.
Amen.
This woman here, I mean, the line for help was found. I'm trying to get done here.
Bless the Lord.
I mean, what she did, you know, what Christ gives must be received personally.
Yeah.
Amen. Nobody else can do this for you.
Amen.
You know, by being saved, it's a personal thing.
Amen.
When you're saved and you're not spiritually healthy, it's a personal thing.
Yes.
Amen. You got to get to Him. Folks, that's what altars are for. That's what revival's for. We know we say revival. We love to see people saved, but revival of people that's lost need to generate us to say, we need revival. We need some help. We need some.
Amen.
We need to be healthy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And then you know what Christ does must be received personally, but it also must be published publicly.
Amen.
She told him all things. Amen. She told him the truth. Who touched me? She came forward.
Yeah.
She came Amen. Forward.
Made a public profession from the earth and crashed that big crap.
Amen.
She said, hey, he done this for me. He's the one that fixed my problem.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, what do you do when you go into prison? I just tell them inmates and all them fellows what he done for me. That he'll do it for him.
Amen.
He'll just come like I did. On his terms.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't give them a little verse to repeat, a little prayer to pray. Preach repentance, conviction. Amen. Get converted.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Some folks, well, I'm not going to harp on that. I'm just saying tonight, are you healthy? How you doing?
Amen.
I mean, if the Lord said to you, how you doing? Would you say, oh, I'm just fine. I'm doing good when you know you're not. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we're doing all week. I'd like to leave healthy, will you?
Amen.
I know I'm saved. I don't have no doubt about that. I know I'm saved. I don't have a doubt about that. But most of the time, I'm not spiritually healthy.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
amen. What meat is for sometimes to get us back in a healthy state.
Amen.
Amen. And so we can be effective in our witness. Y'all still with me?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know what you need tonight. I really don't. I won't say I've done, I've done the best I could. I might have been able to do better. Sometimes. Last night, I stumbled and staggered around that thing. Really wasn't prepared. I made no excuse for it. All that driving and all that. I was physically worn out. I spit it out best I could. And I won't say every night my heart's been in it like it ought to be, but I want it to be.
Bless you, friend.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense to you or not. I just want it. I surely don't want to know that what I help somebody.
Amen.
Amen. That's my heart's desire.
It'll be here tonight, Lord.
It'll help me so much. You need some help. Because you like to leave tonight, baby. You've been struggling all week. I'm done. I'm going to let the preacher close it out, and I hope it's been a help. This woman was alive. She wasn't healthy when the Lord touched her.
Well, maybe it's
immediately. Immediately. When she pressed into Christ. You got to
you've been on the mountain, been in the valley.
Come on, depression. I saw a stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed.
Father, tonight, young or old, they might draw an eye to you, they might draw an eye to him. Or they might find in you that all in all, that blessed.
Every head bowed, every eye closed, please, this evening.
Help, Lord.
People on the altar trying to get help.
Help.
Lord, I appreciate that message tonight. I think it was a good culmination. To a week's meeting. He said something at the beginning that really touched a chord in my heart. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please, tonight. The flesh throngs, but faith touches. Seems like when we have a problem, we run everywhere to and fro. When we know someone has a problem, it seems like we have all the answers for them. Flesh can get in the way, folks.
Amen.
Flesh draws us. It makes its appearance known. But faith simply reaches out and touches. As Brother David preached, I had this thought, how many get older and start experiencing health problems, and they say, and they look back on their life and they say, I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably shouldn't have drank all those sodas. I probably shouldn't have smoked. I probably shouldn't have dipped. I wonder how many of you tonight look back at your life and probably say, well, I probably should have ate a little better. Probably shouldn't have ate as much. Probably should have watched what I ate a little better. You're older, your joints are creaking. By the way, young people, let me tell you what, those Mountain Dews and energy drinks and Amps and NOS and whatever you call them, they will destroy your joints 20 years from now. All that sugar. So what are you preaching on the flesh? I'm just trying to help you make the connection tonight. I wonder how many tonight, standing back there, you're saved. How many saved tonight? Would you raise your hand? You're saved tonight? You've been saved for a few years. But now tonight, this message has really provoked something in you. Listen to me tonight. Listen. It's provoked something in you, and you're looking back after having experienced some trials, some tribulations, and this has been your thought, or maybe this will be your thought in a few moments. I should have been doing more of what was good for me.
Amen.
You sit here tonight and you look back and you think, I probably should have been studying my Bible more.
Right.
Because that would have helped me during this trial. You look back and you probably think, I probably should have been praying more, because that would have helped me during this trial.
Amen.
You look back tonight, you're probably thinking, I should probably have been in church more. If I'd been in church more, I would have heard the teaching. I would have heard the preaching. I would have heard the message. I would have had the fellowship. Everything that would have helped me get through this trial in a greater way.
Amen.
Let me tell you something about it. Your spirit is a little bit different than your body. Your spirit, your soul, is eternal. It's not going to wear out like your body is. Why don't you just come tonight and say, God, I want to make a change. Can I tell you where it's going to start? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says it'll start in your mind. Don't come up here with some feel-good prayer and ask God to do something in your heart and this or that when your mind has not been changed yet. Listen to what it says. Being transformed by the renewing of your mind. My heart belongs to Jesus. My soul is God's. His Spirit bears witness with my spirit. But it's that mind I have trouble with. I'm saved on my way to heaven. But boy, I got some thoughts sometimes that creep in about other people, about situations. And when I get into things, I think things and I shouldn't do. Maybe you're in a trial tonight and you look back and you think about some things you probably should have done. And then you think about some things you probably shouldn't have done. You probably shouldn't have gossiped all that much. Probably should have been talking about people. Probably should have been backbiting. He mentioned that. Problem with the tongue. You probably think back and you probably, you know, when you get to that place and God gets a hold of you and starts squeezing you and squeezing all that carnality out of you, you probably start realizing those little lies you told 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 months ago, they're just as bad as anything else.
Amen.
Because God's trying to get you to a higher plane. And so you look back tonight, I probably shouldn't have lied all that much. And you could go on and on. I wonder tonight, as we sit here, every head bowed, every eye closed, people's been on the altar. But I believe there's a few more of you need to make a trip tonight. I really do. God's been good to you, friend. He's been better to you than you deserve, as we said at the beginning of the service. He's had grace when you don't deserve it. Grace is unmerited favor, by the way.
Amen.
He's shown you mercy when you deserve judgment. He's shown you love when you deserve His wrath. He's shown you forgiveness when you deserve to be put in the bottom of the jail, underneath the jail, in the bottom of the dungeon. He's shown you kindness when He should have took a ruler and just wore your hands out. He's shown you forgiveness when He really should have just took you out back and just caned you until you could walk. God's been good to you. Let me ask you something. What have you done for Him lately? Now let me clarify something for you real quick. I'm not talking about how many doors you've knocked on. I'm not talking about how much Bible you know. I'm not talking about how many verses you read, but you didn't apply none of them. I'm not talking about your closet right now. I'm not talking about your hairstyle. Here's what I'm asking you. When's the last time you gave Him something? Like yourself. He said she was alive, but she wasn't healthy. Listen. We get unhealthy because we let too much junk get in our bodies. We get unhealthy spiritually because we let too much junk permeate to the inward man. I wonder tonight, is there anyone here, you might raise your hand and say, preacher, I need a lot of help. I need a transfusion of will. I need my will gone. I need God's will tonight. God bless that man. Anyone else? God bless that. Hands going up all over the house. God bless you tonight. I wonder tonight where your spirit is, where your soul is right now. What condition, as he said, what condition are you in? How's your appetite? Something to think about tonight. I wonder, is anyone else right now need to come and pray? You need just a few moments to just simply come up here and say, God, I'm wrong. You're right. I'm unhealthy. Please help me. Anybody want to come and pray? Come and seek God tonight. That Syrophoenician woman, you know when Jesus finally healed her daughter is when she simply said, Lord, help me. You know what Peter said when he began to say, Lord, save me. There was no deep doctrinal prayer. There was no theological thought. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Deliver me from this. Last few moments of this meeting. Use them wisely. Tell you what we're going to do. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. I'm going to watch my clock. We'll give you a minute, literally. And I'll shut up and we'll be done. We mind the Lord in 1 minute. Father, we come to you tonight. We do thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Lord God, I pray and we hope this week that people got help really, truly from heaven. Lord, I do ask you to remind us of a scripture, though, Lord, you gave me years ago. There in 2 Corinthians 12:9, for my grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. And your strength is made perfect in weakness. Help us, Father, to remember that. And Lord, sometimes you calm the storms. Lord, sometimes you simply try to calm us if we'll just let you. But you leave the storm going. Help us, I pray, Father, tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Does anyone have something for the Lord tonight? A testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ, for His glory.
Chris, I'd like to thank the Lord for saving my soul. And I did. The day I got saved, I no longer felt lost, no longer condemned. No longer guilty. No longer burdened. Matter of fact, I was at the point God hadn't saved me. I believe I'd have died. But I'm going to thank Him also for being here tonight. This tremendous service. God truly visited this place tonight. Visited my heart. And I believe He visited other hearts also. Appreciate the good preaching of the Word of God. Ain't much that going on today.
Amen. I'll
tell you right now, buddy. God, He chose the fools to preach, and I wish we had more men of God, the backbone. Like I saw the Lord, we preach the Word of God, precept upon precept, line upon line. I believe it kept our country. I believe one of the biggest problems we've got is falling away. We fell away from the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
The message tonight. It's been good to be here.
Amen. Bless you. I appreciate it. Anyone else tonight? Something for the Lord?
I'd like to thank the Lord for saving my soul, brothers. I'd like to thank you for this revival. It's been a blessing to me. Almost wish I could hit rewind, do it all over again. I've really enjoyed it. And every message has been really timely for me in my life.
Amen.
I'm thankful for it.
How many would like a challenge tonight as we leave? How many would like a challenge? Anybody would like a challenge? Amen. You don't have to knock on the door. You don't have to talk to nobody. Anybody want a challenge? I'm looking for somebody raising their hand. There you go, Crystal. Rest of you, you can leave. How many want... let me issue this challenge. Brother David has touched on this multiple times. He touched on it Sunday night and tonight more than anything else. And it's that relationship and that parallel between a newborn Christian and a newborn baby. You want a challenge? Go on and get your encyclopedia out. Get on the internet. Use that thing for something useful instead of just wasting time. And study out the realities of when a baby comes forth out of its mother's womb. Just some things he said tonight, you know, that baby can't explain to you what just happened, but it knows it just went from darkness to light.
Amen.
Jesus, I believe in John 5:12, says, we know that we've been born again. I don't know the terminology, but he says, because we've been passed from life or death unto life. Yes. You understand that? From darkness to light. Here's something else. Is there anybody here that has never given a public testimony in a setting like this? You've never done it. I don't know why I asked that. You're probably going to raise your hand. How many remembers the first time you ever testified?
Oh, yeah.
In public?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That helped me out with the rest of you. We can always find our answers. Listen. What does that baby do when it comes out? It testifies, I'm alive. It might not say in some deep theological terminology, but it comes out and it don't say, well, I've been born. It doesn't come out and say, it comes out and says, woo! I mean, it screams.
Amen.
You know what else? It knows when that doctor takes it and touches it, it knows it's been touched.
Amen.
I mean, just study it out. Go home. Study this out. And let me challenge you. Then look at your life. If you have not testified, you don't want to testify, you don't have a desire to testify, you might have an issue.
Amen.
Deeper than what you think.
Yeah.
If you don't know you've been touched by someone bigger than you are, you might have an issue.
Yes, right.
Amen. If your life, you're still blinded and you're still groping around in the dark with Bible, you don't understand, you don't have no desire. Like he said, you don't have to tell that baby, you don't have to convince that baby to drink that milk. It knows.
Yeah.
And that's what it wants. Yeah. If you don't have the desire, there might be an issue.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you ain't saved. I'm just saying, Paul said, let a man examine himself whether he be in the faith.
Amen.
There's so much that was given us this week. We're making CDs. There's a sign-up sheet back there. If you'd like to have them, please sign up. We'll get you as many copies as you need. And we'll get them as quick as possible. Be patient with us, though. Be kind with us. We're going to get the visitors their CDs first, and in Fairview, we'll get you yours. We got some people out of town needing some CDs. So, but you take that challenge. Sign up on the CD list. I forgot to mention it all week. We do have pizza downstairs, soda, some desserts, some tea, and I hope you'll stay with us in just a few minutes. I know Brother David, he's going to try to get on the road here pretty soon, but he said he was going to stay for a few minutes in fellowship. And, you know, there'll be Shanae or somebody be roaming about taking pictures and whatnot, trying to make kind of a little memory of this, putting the pictures on the website and so on and so forth. And so just hang around with us for a few minutes. All right? All hearts clear?
Yeah. First of all, for my salvation, for thank the Lord for His forgiveness and His mercy.
Amen.
And I want to thank you for good friends. I just had an experience downstairs. Lord, that's for a lot.
Amen.
But it was encouraging to me. push through and try to do the best I can. I let my health dictate my future. And I'm tired of letting that happen.
Amen.
I'm ready to let the Lord dictate my future.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank Him for showing me things and not giving up on me.
Amen.
And I just want to thank you for that.
Amen. Sometimes we need to revisit messages. And she said that I've never done this before, but it was a thought the Lord gave me, and it really blessed me in the service. If you are suffering from physical ailment tonight and you're tired of that, there's a message we preached here called Circumstances Do Not Dictate the Results. If you'd like to have a copy to really listen to that, because sometimes in our spiritual condition those messages really don't mean nothing, then we get to a place later on where if we could hear that again, it would mean something. So if you'd like that, please sign up on the list and we'll get you a copy of that. All right, just want to put that out there to you. Wait a second.
Just want to praise the Lord for His grace and His mercy. Mm-hmm. Putting up with me every time I start falling back into His fleshly ways. It's not been easy, but I thank Him for His faithfulness and for His love. I don't deserve it. He knows what I've done.
Amen.
And what I've been doing. And it's not what He's given me. And I praise Him for it.
Bless your heart. Amen. Someone else, Brother Ed?
Yeah, I just want to thank God tonight for the message, you know, for His blood that was shed upon the cross for us. It was just this morning, you know, I was reading the Bible, just the very same thing that He preached on tonight.
Amen.
And, you know, it just blessed my heart, you know, that was my accident.
Amen.
God planted that out that way.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to thank Him for it this moment. Praise and glory.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, some more.
I want to thank God for dragging me out of the gutter once upon a time. Because if it hadn't been for Him, I'd still be there.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I want to praise His holy name for
it. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. All right, we're going to pray and dismiss. We'll pray with food. There's pizza downstairs, desserts. I'm not going to rush you. If you don't get any, that's your fault. If it gets cold, that's your fault. They just came in just a few minutes ago, so I'm sure it's still warm. So if you like pizza, and I'll tell you what, you adults, if you want to hang up here in fellowship, we're not going to make these kids wait. But kids, if you will, give just a few minutes for these adults to go down there. After about 10 minutes, if there's still up here, hey, have at it and enjoy yourself, all right? We do appreciate you coming tonight, and just ask your own discretion whenever you want to go down, all right? Let's pray. Father, we come to you tonight. We do thank you. We appreciate you for the blessing of this meeting. We thank you, Lord, for putting it on our heart, Lord, to ask this man to come and preach. Father, we thank you last year that you put it on our hearts just to have him come every year. Lord God, it just seems like you use him a great deal, and these folks, Lord God, really respond to that type of preaching. So I really do appreciate that, Lord, that you've caused our paths to cross, Lord God, one night. Going to a meeting at Bethel, Lord God, and met this man. I do thank you for Brother David. I thank you for Sister Patricia and, Lord God, the work they do. And Lord, I ask you for your blessing over that preacher that's such a good friend that he is, Brother Bobby. And Lord God, I pray you do a miracle and do a work in his life. Lord, I do ask you, Father, tonight, Lord, that you bless the food downstairs. May it be a nourishment unto our bodies. I thank you for the hands that prepared it. And Lord God, help us, I pray, to leave this place tonight different than what we were when we came in. We thank you, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Just play that music there, brother. You be dismissed.
Thank
you, brother. Good to be here.
Good to be here, brother. How's it going by the grace of God, brother?
Amen.
Trying to keep that thing on track.
I understand that.
The devil's mad. I'm glad.